Going to talk very briefly now to Carl O'Brien, education correspondent for the Irish Times, because there's 14 new degree courses available outside the CAO point system that are going to be announced later today. This is described as groundbreaking, Carl. What exactly is it?
Yeah, so the CAO system, it's often been criticised for stress generated, but also because students who don't secure high points often lose out of a course that they'd otherwise be really suited to. So there's a new trial pilot project of creating new degree courses in nursing, computer science, engineering and business, and they will sit outside the CAO points race. So, for example, a student will start their first year in a further education college, and then they'll transition to a regional university or technological university. And if you like, you won't need points to get into those courses. You will just need to complete your Leaving Cert or your Leaving Cert applied, and CAO points will not factor in the selection process, if you like, to get into those courses.
Very good. So when will this be available for students from?
So we're told these 14 courses are going to begin in September and applications are going to open in July. And then we're going to see a second batch of courses next year in areas like culinary arts, music technology, sustainability, performing arts. But I think the most interest is probably going to focus on nursing. You know, nursing has turned into a really high points course. Points have topped out 500 points in recent years. So, for example, under this new programme, students will be able to start in the Northwest in a further education college and then move into a technological university, which is going to be Atlantic Technological University in either Sligo, Letterkenny or Castlebar. So it could potentially be a game changer, although the number of students is likely to be just a few hundred this year, but we're told that it may certainly grow over the coming years.
Okay, Carl, thanks a million for that. Carl O'Brien from the Irish Times. It's a minute to nine.